Hey everybody, it's Dan dialing in another twat for this month. Not sure which number it is, but does that really matter? Anyway, I'm going to have a short one today. That means it's going to be under 20 minutes long. Thank goodness. I'm going to be talking about RSI, or repetitive stress injury. We had the pleasure of talking to, I guess, an RSI expert on the tech show a few weeks ago called Deborah Quilter. She runs a nice little website which has links to helpful resources for RSI and prevention and, you know, tips if you are suffering from RSI over there at rsihelp.com. It's a serious matter for those of you out there who are listening to this. Should pay heed to RSI, because it's not just carpal tunnel syndrome. It's a whole host of other ailments that come from repeated use of specific body parts. I believe most likely anything from the neck on down through the shoulders and into the arms and fingers. Computer geeks are particularly prone to it, people who play a lot of video games for over an extended period of time. It's a problem that occurs quite suddenly. The onset is usually, you know, quite sudden and could very rapidly deteriorate into something serious. I myself, I can't remember exactly what I was diagnosed with, but last holiday break over Christmas, I spent a little too much time playing Ultimate Spider-Man on the GameCube, and I played that for like 8 to 10 hours a day. And what else did I play? Prince of Persia, I think it was the third one that came out. I played that like way too much, and I started feeling a little bit of tingliness in my forearms and a little soreness, particularly in my left hand, which is the one that controls the D-pad, not so much the buttons. And after a couple of weeks of that, and it wasn't getting better, I went to the doctor, and she had me perform some tests, bending tests. And the one that really got me out of all the tests was you make a fist, but not like a proper fist with your thumb on the outside. You put your thumb on the inside, and you wrap your fingers around it, make a fist. You hold your hand straight out. So that your fist is vertical, kind of like a proper punch if you've taken any martial arts, and you just you bend your hand down so it bends at the wrist and point it towards the floor. And when I did that, it was very painful on both of my hands, and the doctor had said to me, you know, you got to start taking some steps here, or else you're gonna, you know, have some serious problems later on down the line. So I've been, you know, heeding the doctor's words, and, you know, it kind of stinks, but laying off the keyboard and mouse for, you know, significant periods of time, not spending as much time on there as I used to on the computer for the time being, just so maybe it heals up a little bit there. And it's been doing a lot better up until I got the Nintendo DS and, again, binged playing on some of the games on there. And what makes a DS nice, a little bit different than most systems, is if you have a game that uses the stylus, it's not so hard. I haven't found it so hard on my wrist, but something like Metroid Prime Hunters, which uses a combination of the two, tends to, you know, make my wrists pretty sore. So I have to, you know, you got to be careful with those things. I guess after reading up on some RSI stuff and looking at different, you know, hearing what different people say, it all comes down to moderation. And, you know, anything that you do, if you kind of do it in moderation, you're not going to suffer any, you know, as much of a consequence later on down the line. Generally speaking, 2 hours of computer use a day puts you at risk for RSI. So take frequent breaks. You know, get involved in activities outside of just the computer. Pat had a twat a couple weeks ago about, you know, some things that you can do aside from just playing around with the computer. Take breaks. Take frequent breaks. Do some stretching. To help out with that, there's some really good programs out there that'll, you know, allow you to keep track of your time on the computer and will interrupt your session so that you can take a break. They're not too intrusive. If you're in the middle of doing something and you're really hot and heavy, you can actually pause these for a little bit, but eventually it will stop you, and that's what you want. The first one I can recommend is a great GPL program that runs on both Linux and Windows. It's called WorkRave, and that'll allow you it'll pull up a little timer for you. It'll float off to the side. You can minimize it into your system tray on Windows or into any one of your bars if you're using KDE, GNOME. I run it under XFCE. It works great. It minimizes up into the corner of the screen, a little icon. And you can set different times, for a break, like every 8 minutes, I think, is the default. It'll pop up window, say, hey, you got to take like a 15, 20-second break. And after about a half an hour or so, or whatever you set it for, it'll prompt you for 20 minutes to half an hour. It'll prompt you for like an 8-minute break. And during that time, what's really cool about WorkRave is it'll bring up little exercises that you can do, little descriptions of exercises that you can do, little stretches and stuff. So you can follow along, do some stretches to help strengthen your muscles, your small muscles for the fine motor control. Give you those little things that will hopefully help prevent any serious ramifications from RSI. Supposedly, WorkRave will run under OS X. Unfortunately, it's a real bitch to compile. If you're using the Darwin ports or Fink, you need to get a whole bunch of dependencies prior to installing or attempting to install WorkRave. And on the other side of that is it's not an Aqua application. It runs in the X11 server. So I attempted to do that today. I wasn't that successful because I was trying to find dependencies. And since I used Fink, I had problems trying to get the libgnome UIMM dependency installed. So I looked around and I found another application called Anti-RSI. And that is an application that runs straight in Aqua. It's not as featureful as WorkRave. What it does is it runs again. It puts itself in the dock there. It'll run, and every 10 minutes or so, it'll prompt you for a 20-second break, 15 to 20-second break. And every, like, 20 to 30 minutes, it'll prompt you for an 8-minute break. And it won't let you do anything else on the system. It'll bring up a little window, a little icon window that comes up and says little timer of how much time you have left for you to take a break, and it'll prevent you from doing anything. If you try and do anything on the computer, it'll reset the timer. You can pause it like you can with WorkRave, and kind of like a sleep button on a snooze button on an alarm clock, but it will eventually come back up again. Now, both these applications work great to remind you to take a break, but nobody can force you to take a break, because I actually found myself today. I said, I got an 8-minute break, so I got up, and I'm like, well, maybe I'll go check up the backup machine over here. And I'm thinking to myself, well, no, the whole point of this break is so I don't, use the computer, take a break from the computer, do some stretching, walk around, go visit somebody, have a discussion, whatever. So, you really, in a situation where you have multiple access to multiple computers, make sure you do keep your fingers off the keyboard. That's really important. Equally important as taking breaks is proper form. I'm not the best on my form, and it stinks. You don't want a monitor. You want to look straight at a monitor, not have it high above you, so you have to turn your neck to see it, or off to one of the sides. You want your keyboard so that it's comfortable and your arms are pretty much straight out. You sit up straight on your chair so that you're not lifting your arms up in the air or down too low. Again, consult the RSI Help website, which should give you some good ideas on proper form. And, just as important, exercise. Go out and get some exercise away from the computer. Strengthen your whole body. Maybe do some stretching, stuff like that. That's always good because, we love to use computers, and I do, and I want to keep using computers. I can't see what would happen if I couldn't use a computer. 10 years down the line, that would be a really sucky life, especially if your career depends on it. And there's not a lot of careers out there these days that don't depend on computers or using your hands for something. Websites that you want to look at, again, rsihelp.com. For WorkRave, go over to workrave.org. It should be installable by most distributions. It's in Debian. I believe it's in Fedora. It's in Ubuntu. I installed it under Arch. It's in the Arch repository. It's a great little application. Again, that's workrave.org. And then if you're looking for anti-RSI for OS X, that's at ozy.student.utwenty.nl. You know what? Just go to the TWAT site. I'll have the links up there on the posting for this show. All right? That's it today for me. That's a really short one. Oh, crap. It's almost 10 minutes. Anyway, thanks a lot for listening, and have a good one.
Chances are your pants are not as fancy as the pair of very fancy pants that Mr. Fancy Pants will wear. When everybody's marching in a fancy pants parade, he's gonna pass the test, he's gonna be the best in terms of pants. You look in every catalog, you shop in every store, cause even though you have 100 pants, you want some more. And suddenly you see the greatest pants you've ever seen, and even though you know it's gonna cost a lot of dough, you have to have the world's best pants. Say a little prayer for Mr. Fancy Pants. The whole world knows it's only clothes, and deep inside he's sad. They make the big announcement and the trophy goes to you. You thought you had some fancy pants and now you know it's true. You look at Mr. Fancy Pants and hold the trophy high. Everybody cheers while he's blinking back the tears. He doesn't even have the best pants. Say a little prayer for Mr. Fancy Pants.